Welcome to Neural Pathways, where your neuroscience degree can take you, presented by Healthy Brains, Healthy Lives, where we explore the abundance of career possibilities after graduate studies in neuroscience. Hi, everyone. My name is Rana Ghafouri, and I've been your host throughout Season 1 of Neural Pathways. I'm finishing the second year of my master's in the Integrated Program in Neuroscience at McGill. And honestly, I'm still really struggling to decide what to do for my future career. But I've come to learn that I'm not the only one who feels this way, and this is a really common source of stress for a lot of graduate students. Because of this, I was really inspired to join HBHL in the production of this podcast, to figure out the possibilities out there and to shed some light for myself and for everybody like me who's listening. For the past 10 episodes, I've been really lucky for the chance to speak to 10 very different individuals who've had very different journeys that have led them to where they are now, but all with a shared experience, graduate studies in neuroscience. Listen to these perspectives that taught me that it's completely normal to struggle or not know what you're doing and to try different things and to change your mind before finally figuring out what career you want to pursue.
It was so difficult for me, you know, like it wasn't easy. To do the job searching thing and to change careers. It's scary. It's really hard.
For a long time, I wasn't sure what I was going to do after my studies.
I thought about a PhD program, I would say probably not for too long, and eventually I realized that maybe I don't want to do a PhD.
My end goal, or what I thought was going to be my end goal for each of these degrees, changed because of my life circumstances.
So it's really reassuring to see how normal it is to have doubts and to change your mind before figuring out what you want to do. But of course, the reason that we're here is to learn about our options early on and to figure out the steps that we can take to get there. So what else have these interviews taught me? Well, there's a few common themes that I've realized, but the biggest one being that networking is super important.
Another thing that really helped me in my career was actually building a lot of connections. Also just networking, knowing where your friends are going.
Networking is one of the most organic ways to learn about what's happening professionally with people out there and to eventually get job offers.
How to maintain a network, that's become a huge challenge. Just the skill of networking and maintaining that network, adding people on LinkedIn after you meet them in person.
So you should go to those career panels and talk to people and get to know them and let them get to know you. And you might be like me and think to yourself, I don't want to do that. I'm too afraid to talk to people. But I've really come to learn that it's not that scary. And people are actually a lot nicer and a lot more willing to help than you'd expect. So don't be afraid to reach out, because you never know what conversation could lead to a job opportunity. Some other common messages were to try different things that interest you and don't be afraid of failing at them.
Has a variety of activities that you can do. And
if one of them just falls through completely that you kind of liked, well, you won't be like, okay, I lost everything. No, I have plan B, plan C.
Right, so whenever you're learning something, you want to just try it, you want to go for it. And everybody fails at different times. And the first few times you try something, you're going to fail. Fail fast and fail often.
You will get a lot of obstacles, a lot of no's and things like that. Don't give up.
Finally, at the end of each interview, I asked everyone for some advice that they would have given themselves when they were a grad student. Here's what they said.
I think not being scared of pushing, whether that's a conversation, an idea, or anything like that. A lot of times you may feel that you're listening to someone or you have an idea and it's not good enough. But you never know whether A, that idea is good enough, or B, that idea will spark something in somebody else. I really believe in collaboration and elevating people, and sometimes we forget that we may not hold all the answers, but we can definitely be a piece of getting somewhere.
For me, it's a matter of confidence and feeling if my project is not working out that I'm not incompetent or an imposter, and yes, I should really be here doing this.
I didn't fully feel like I belonged because I felt like I couldn't be myself to belong, and I think I could have saved a little bit of stress, and I could have saved a little bit of toxic friendships even if I had just trusted my gut and knowing, like, I don't need to be
a certain type of way to
I can just be how I am, and if people don't like it, I can be part of the change.
Try to learn more skills to know myself. I think that's a lot more worthwhile of my investment in learning, because this thing will matter to me in the future a lot more than any other tangible hard skills.
Try also to ventilate your brain a little bit. That's going to improve your creativity. That's going to improve your health.
It will be okay. You will have the skills to find a way to a job. It may not be the job that you wanted at the beginning of your degree, but trust that you will have the skills to get to where you need to go.
So I feel really grateful for all the great advice that I've received from these professionals who are working in such a wide range of careers. And I'm excited to take advantage of everything I've learned on my own journey to where my neuroscience degree can take me. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed these podcasts as much as I did. Don't forget to check out our website for links to resources, and if you wanted to learn more about HBHL, it's mcgill.ca/HBHL. And follow us on Twitter at HBHLMcGill, and follow our trainee Instagram account at HBHL_trainees. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions or if you want to hear from a specific career type for season 2. See you next time!